It's easy for me to tell you God can do anything in your life. Why? Because I believe it. The trouble is it's hard to believe when I'm talking to me. God can do anything. Oh, yeah, but he can't fix this, Bob. You know this. Don't be dumb. He can fix everybody else. But aren't you surprised when he actually fixes you? And he does. But he does it his way and in his time. And sometimes I got to give him credit. He picks the weirdest ways to do it.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible. Jesus comforts Mary and Martha after the death of Lazarus as our study of John continues in chapter 11, verse 17. Here's Pastor Bob.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 11, we got all the way through whatever we got through. 16, verse 16. Mary and Martha sent a letter to Jesus because their brother, Lazarus, was very sick at the point of death. And they sent a note to Jesus. And they asked a carrier, just take this to Jesus. And the note said this: Lord, look and see, or come and look and see. Behold, the one that you love is sick. They don't even have to tell Jesus his name. Now they head on up toward Bethany. So we take up in verse 17 of John chapter 11. Then when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus, he had lain in the grave 4 days already. He died 4 days ago. Now, Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs. You know, carry the one, might have it. That's just a little less than 2 miles. Right over the top of the Mount of Olives, right on the eastern slope. So just not quite, a little short of 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. This verse clearly shows us that Lazarus has died soon after the messengers left Mary and Martha's place. He's been in the grave now. He's been buried 4 days. So Lazarus died after those guys just left and maybe hit the road. Lazarus died. Now the climate in Israel, there around Jerusalem, is very, very warm. So the dead body, the body that would die, would have to be quickly buried. They would embalm them. They would use spices, etc. But they had to get that man or that woman, that body, into the grave quickly. And it was the Jewish practice to bury the body the same day that the body died, just to take no chances. Remember, they took Jesus off the cross and they put him in the tomb. They didn't feel like they had done enough to prepare his body, but you got to get that body in the tomb and get it locked up, especially because the Sabbath is coming, remember, and all that. Well, that's the idea. The body would quickly begin to decompose, so their practice was normally to bury that body the same day the person died. The people would then mourn with the family for many, many days. It was considered the duty, not just of friends, but of others who lived close to you. They didn't have to know you. It was their duty to comfort the family of the deceased. They would bring over food. They would just come and sit with them. There were some that were professional wailers, mourners, and they would come and just cry and weep. And the louder noises they make, the more love they're trying to show for the deceased person. Well, the deceased person doesn't care. So really, it's for the family, Mary and Martha. So you got all that going on. And Jesus shows up. Now, Lazarus has been in the grave, in the tomb there, 4 days. Then Martha, as soon as she heard, someone clearly told her, Jesus doesn't come into Bethany. He stays right outside of Bethany. Why? Well, his disciples mentioned it before they left. They're looking to kill you over there in Jerusalem. If Jesus shows up and somebody sees him, remember, they have been ordered by the Pharisees to tell them that Jesus has been seen because they want to arrest him and take him away, right? So Jesus stays right outside of Bethany's little anyway, stays right outside. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary stayed in the house, sat still in the house. In other words, she stayed put. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. In American, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Some teachers say that, well, she's saying, yeah, he's dead, but you're the Messiah. You could raise him from the dead. That's not what she's saying at all. But you know, if you would have been here, Lord, he would have never died. Now, is that true? It is, isn't it? It is. Remember, Jesus ruins funerals. He just does. You've got a $20,000 funeral plan. Don't invite Jesus. Martha heard that Jesus had arrived. She's probably waiting right outside the city. Martha's the busy one. Martha's the doer. Mary is the waiter. A little more still. So here we got Martha. Some say that Mary was rebuking Jesus. Lord, if you'd have been here, in American, what took you so long? He's been dead 4 days in the tomb. If you would have been here, he would not have died. That's not the way she said it. That's not the language. The language is not a rebuke. The language says nothing like that. In fact, the language is a powerful statement of faith from this woman's heart, a powerful statement of faith. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have never died. And that's the truth. I know it. I am sorry you couldn't be here because I love my brother. But if you would have been here, my brother would still be alive. I just know it. That's faith. That's not a rebuke. That's just saying it the way it is. But she's saying, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died. And this I know, whatever you do, you are of God. You are the Messiah. I know that he hears you. And in other words, her faith is in Jesus Christ alone. But she's brokenhearted because Jesus is just a little late. Don't raise your hand. How many times have you believed with your whole heart that God has been late in your life? Why didn't he do this? Why didn't this happen? I trusted him. I beat good for a whole half a day and still nothing. Maybe he doesn't love me. Maybe I'm not saved. You know what? We go through all the ifs and the maybes, don't you? You ever do that? Yes, you do. It's just that nobody talks about it. I'm probably not saved because God answers, oh, what's his face? And he's ugly. So it's got to be something wrong inside me. Got to be, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe I've, right? You never done that before? Yes, you have, haven't you? It's easy for me to tell you God can do anything in your life. Why? Because I believe it. The trouble is it's hard to believe when I'm talking to me. God can do anything. Oh, yeah, but he can't fix this, Bob. You know this. Don't be dumb. He could fix everybody else, but aren't you surprised when he actually fixes you? And he does. But he does it his way and in his time. And sometimes I got to give him credit. He picks the weirdest ways to do it. You know, you'll head down this road and 25 years later you go, oh, why didn't you say so? It'll wait 20 some odd years to figure out what you're doing. Oh, you haven't been there yet? Just give it time. And what she's saying is, I'm brokenhearted, I'm disappointed, but I fully trust in you. It's not you, it's just that I wish you'd have been here in time. Get it? So it's faith, but she clearly doesn't understand the power that Jesus has. And neither do we. Watch us as we walk. We don't understand the power that he's got either. So let's keep going. We'll go to verse 20. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, was on his way, she went and met him, but Mary remained still in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know even now, I still trust in you. Whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. I know that you're still his. I just wish you could have made it in time." That's faith, everybody. That's faith. Jesus said to her, he answered, "Your brother," now listen to the original language, "your brother shall rise." Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day." I believe it. That's another statement of faith, everybody. Notice this is a woman of faith. There is nothing wrong with her faith. She does not know the power of Jesus Christ himself, God Almighty in human flesh. She knows he's the Messiah, but she's having to learn, like we are, the kind of power that this guy really has. She doesn't know it yet. She didn't even realize he could have just spoken the word and healed from way over there. He didn't have to hurry. He didn't have to be late. He chose to be late on purpose for his reasons. So look, "Your brother shall rise," Martha said. I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one that believes in me, though he were dead, shall he live. He will live again. And whosoever is alive and believes in me shall never die." I'll read it again. "I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believes in me, though he were dead," even if he dies physically, "yet he shall live. Whosoever lives, is alive physically, and believes in me, shall never die. Believest thou this?" The language is literally, "Do you believe this?" She has already put her faith and trust in him. Now he's asking her to exercise it. "Do you believe what I just told you? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, even physically dead, yet he will live. And whosoever is alive and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" That's a simple yes or no. And you can make up excuses why it's a no, or try to explain why it's sort of a yes, except, but the truth is there either there's faith or there's not. There's no middle of the road. There's no partial faith or a little squeaking thing almost over it faith. There's either faith or there's not. Martha, where's your heart? He knows she believes. She's already shown the faith. Now he's asking her to exercise it. Walk in it. You can talk the talk, people say, but can you walk the walk? She said to him, listen closely, "Yes, Lord." Do you believe this? "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ," that's the Messiah, "the Son of God," that's literally God in human flesh, "which should come into the world." The one that was predicted, in other words. And when she had so said, when she said those words, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, word is privately, saying, "The Master's come, and he's calling for you. He would like to see you, Mary. Jesus is here, and he'd like to spend some time with you, just you." And as soon as Mary heard that, she arose quickly, and that means running swiftly, and came to Jesus. She doesn't understand, Christian, mark this down, she doesn't understand the power of God. She doesn't understand the power of God. She may know it in her head. She does have faith in her soul. She does have faith, but she can't comprehend the power that God has. She said, so she answered, "I do believe that, yes. I know for sure he will rise in the resurrection at the last day. I know it. I am certain of it. I have that faith. And here is the fifth I am, which is a title for God. Jesus says, I am. Remember, I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. Remember all that? Now he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He takes a title for God again, right there privately with Martha and himself. He uses the name that God used for himself in Exodus chapter 3. Again, he uses it the fifth time. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus, listen, is not denying Martha's statement about the resurrection at the last day, is he? No, there is coming a resurrection in the last day. Some will be raised, right? He's not denying it. He's helping her to understand the power of God Almighty right here, right now, right near Lazarus's tomb. Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He doesn't give you the resurrection. He doesn't give you the life. He is the resurrection and the life. I am God Almighty in human flesh, right here, right now. Listen, I'll say it another way. I have the power of resurrection and the power of life itself in my own hand. And Jesus goes on to say, and it's pretty simple to understand, the one who believes in me, though he may physically or she may physically die, shall live. That means rise physically from the dead and stand on their feet again, like Lazarus is going to do in a little while. And whosoever is alive and believeth in me shall never die. See, there will be some, and Jesus has told us that, and you read through the New Testament, you'll see it quite a few times. There will be some who are alive when the Lord Jesus comes back for his church. And he promised to come back for his church. And what did he say? Those who are alive when the Lord Jesus comes back for his church will never, ever physically die. They will be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15. That's going to happen. That will happen. I don't know if I'll be alive to see that. I think we might. I'm older than you. You might. Because I believe Jesus Christ is coming back soon. But do you get the point? See, he covers both. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Verse 25, he that believes in me, though he were physically dead, yet he or she will stand up again, will rise and stand up on their feet. And whosoever is alive and believes in me shall never die. There's coming a time when he will come for his church and all true believers will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Your physical body won't die. You'll be changed instantly into your heaven suit and it's no longer your earth suit. He says, they will never physically die. Do you believe this? This is a chance for Martha. She has already stated her faith. She already shows she has the faith. Now Jesus is saying, do you believe it? Can you walk in that? Now he doesn't, or she doesn't know what he's talking about. Of course he'll rise at the last day. At the last day of the resurrection day, he goes, I am the resurrection and the life. He wants to teach Martha and you and me and Mary and what all there's going to be a lot of witnesses because they happen to be close enough to Jerusalem. All kinds of Jews are there, right? So this is not going to be a secret miracle. All kinds of people are going to see it with their own eyes. It's going to seal Jesus' death for sure, but so what? That's what he came to do anyway. She says, yes, Lord, I believe. That's her opportunity to exercise her faith. I do believe. I don't know what I'm whether I'm understanding what you're saying. I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for, but I do certainly believe you. Yes, sir, I believe. The words, I believe, when she says, yes, when he said, do you believe? She said, I believe. Those words, if this matters for all you grammatical kind of people, grammatics, it's in the perfect tense, meaning it's a fixed and settled statement. Let me say it this way, a fixed and a settled faith. Here's a way you could say it if you wanted to draw it out. I do believe and I will continue to believe. It's settled. I believe it now. I will always believe it. And so now, once she says that, she runs back, she hurries to the house to tell Mary secretly. The word in the King James, secretly. The word you and I would use is quietly. And Mary goes running. I hope I would too, wouldn't you? Jesus wants to, he wants to be around me. Everybody else asked me to leave. And Jesus wants to be with me, wants to be around me. Count me there, right? That's amazing to me. He wants to talk to you. The Lord God Almighty wants to see you, wants to talk to you. I don't think it's any different today than it was with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Jesus loved Lazarus too. He'll see him coming up too. I don't think it's any different. The Master is here. The Lord is here, and he's asking to spend some time with you, isn't he? Do you ever make sure, or I hope you do, that you spend some time with Jesus? Jesus is here, and he's calling for you, Mary. Mary arose quickly, smart girl. She jumps up and quickly goes out to see Jesus. Mary and Martha, and you and me, we need to learn about the power of God. God's giving us lessons more than just daily, sometimes hourly. If you're just listening, you're learning. The Holy Spirit is showing you, reminding you, encouraging you, using you. And Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If your life belongs to Jesus Christ, you're going to be standing there when that roll is called up yonder. You're going to be standing there, you know, and you're going to be in good condition. Who cares what happens to the body down here? You're going to be in great condition. 1 John chapter 4, he presents us faultless. Jude, near the end of the chapter, that Jude is just one chapter, faultless before God. When I stand before God, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to get yelled at because he presents me as blameless, faultless, in and through him. And he can keep us that way and work in us. You're talking about Jesus Christ, right? Listen to the power of God. I'm just going to read you two verses out of Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6. My soul, wait thou only upon God. You should be waiting only upon God. That's who you're looking to listen to. You're looking to learn from. You're looking to grow and hear. So he says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him, not from my friends, not from all those that say I'm backing you up. My expectation is from who? From God himself. That's who I'm counting on. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Who's he talking to? Himself. He says, listen to this, soul. Wait on the Lord only the Lord God. My expectation is from him only. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. By what? Counting on everybody else? No, I love you guys, but I count on God is what I do. You can always accept others' help, but who are you counting on? Remember when David wrote, why are you cast down, O my soul? In other words, why are you so bummed? God is good. He loves you. Read through the Psalms. He talks to himself a lot. I think it's a wise thing to do. God says it's a good thing to do. The God of the universe, in human flesh, came looking for Martha and Mary. Because they're hurting, and he knows they're heartbroken. He already knows what he's going to do. They don't. But he encourages both of them. And they both say the same thing. Because Mary's, I don't want to ruin it for you for next week, but Mary's going to, as soon as she sees him, she's going to fall at his feet, of course, because that's Mary. And she's going to say, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would have not have died. I mean, that's two women that think alike, and they're totally different personalities. But they have so much faith and trust in Jesus, they know that Lazarus would have never died had Jesus been there. Why? Because he's Jesus, he's God Almighty, and he loves Lazarus.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is the radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m., we also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.